He didn't listen to last show.
Oh, he didn't listen to last show?
No, I did.
Oh, the fact that we're taking away intelligent television and putting on Splash and Celebrity Wife Swap and Shark Tank. Wait, who likes Shark Tank? I shouldn't say anything bad.
Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty. I'm sorry. I just can't watch it. Bless your heart. I just can't watch it. So,
speaking of which, Big Fatty, thank you so much for putting this at the beginning of the show.
Yes, I was leading into that.
Thank you.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Bless your heart. I just can't watch it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1475 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of September, 2013. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Little show. Y'all, I'm going to talk about the new iPhone software. Big Fatty. Hello, Sevens. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, busy day in the coal mine. Got several things accomplished. Y'all had a long, long-ass meeting today, but, you know, all was good. Yes, Big Fatty, it was just lovely. And, I need to back up a little bit. Big Fatty, do we need to turn on that beep if you're backing up? No, we don't. But, Wednesday night, Big Fatty was up a little late watching the quiz programs. Y'all, you know, and I'm not going to go down to the Fat Cave to talk about it, but, the Survivors has started, and y'all, it's off to a good start. You know, they like to throw a wrench into it. Big Fatty. And then of course we had the finale of the Big Brother, and y'all, my predictions were exactly wrong. So poor Rick Marty. But I can't wait. I can't wait to hear the fallout from the truth coming out about the folks that were in the Big Brother house. But the one quiz program I want to talk to you about was referenced at the beginning of today's little show. That y'all, that was Mark and Ed from the It's All About Jera Me a little show, and y'all, that is Mark, and y'all, he's talking about how he doesn't like the Shark Tank, and y'all, it's debuting tonight. Yes, Big Fatty, we've got it in the VCR or the VRC or whatever the hell it's called. And y'all, I love the Shark Tank. I just absolutely love the Shark Tank, and if you've never watched it, give it a try. Despite what the hell Mark says. Yes, Big Fatty, what does he know? We've got several things coming up this weekend that I want to tell you about. Yes, Big Freddy. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, we have got a celebration of exiting the birth canal coming up this weekend. Y'all, it is on it's on Saturday. And y'all, it's from what is that? That's chicken fillets that I cooked in some of that seasoned butter, and y'all, I cooked it with some mushrooms. Y'all, it was lovely, but I had that for lunch, and I had a garden salad. But anyway, y'all, a celebration of exiting the birth canal on Saturday is someone from up there in New York. New York, so nice to have you twice. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is none other than that John Kobeck. John, and we hadn't heard from you on the voice letters in just a month of Sundays. John was one of our call winners. I don't remember exactly what call it was. 1,200, 1,300, something like that. I don't know. Big Fatty. John, we hope you have a lovely celebration of exiting the birth canal on Saturday. Big Fatty, do you think he'll have a big apple cake?
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all now. Y'all, we don't have any voice letters from Miss Bacon today, but y'all, Miss Bacon, thank goodness for Miss Bacon, because y'all, she took some pictures out there in the Lost Wages, and the first one is a picture of Berg Friday, and y'all, I'm standing atop a some sort of dome at the New York, so don't name it twice, a resort with that motor scooter, what is that called, the roller coaster in the background. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just lovely. And y'all, then Big Fatty was also spotted during the Pride 48. Y'all, it's it's a picture of Turnip Head, that's Dave and Radish Head walking back to the hotel, and there's Big Fatty back there in the background holding up the torch. Big Fatty, that ain't all you're holding up. And y'all, then Big Fatty was also spotted doing some sort of squatting. Y'all, is that maybe I'm twerking? Big Fatty, you don't even know what twerking is, but it's vulgar nonetheless. Gussie, y'all, now on Hump Day, y'all, the Apple Snack people, they released the iOS 7, and y'all, this, I know you love the technology segment. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, Big Fatty, downloaded, you had to download the new iTurds first, and then you downloaded the iOS 7 for your cellular telephone. iPhone. Y'all, I gotta say, it looks real pretty. But y'all, I don't. There are a couple things I don't like about it. Big Fatty, imagine that. Y'all, I really, really don't like that you can't, that you have to use the podcast app, because you know, y'all, I still don't understand how it works. And y'all, like in the iTurds, I have all the, if I just go to look at my list of the podcast, and I look at what the shows are, y'all, if I were to all of the old shows that I've already listened to and deleted, y'all, they're showing up back in my list with a kind of a cloud symbol with a down arrow. I guess that's so I can download it from the cloud. But y'all, I don't want to. To do that, but I've tried to go in and delete them, and it they won't delete, and all of this. So I don't know what's wrong with it. And y'all, I got up Thursday morning, and the BFO wasn't there, and I'm like, what, you know, what's going on? But y'all, I don't know. I pushed some button, and it showed up. But anyway, but y'all, all in all, I guess it's okay, but like I say, I really don't care that I have to. Well, I do care. I just wish that I didn't have to use that podcast app. And y'all, you know, it's better than it was, but I'm not sure that's saying much because y'all, it's just. It doesn't make Big Fatty happy. Big Fatty, we don't like it when you're not happy. We like for you to be on the cutting edge of happiness. Yes, Big Fatty. Never an honest word, but that was when I ruled the world. Yeah, Gussie, y'all. Now I wanna talk to you about a couple of things here. This weekend on Sunday in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the first day of autumn, and y'all, it's just lovely. Y'all, I gotta say, the temperatures here in Charleston are just lovely. We're in the low 80s. We can attend. I'd like it if we were a little cooler than that, but in the evenings we're in the low 60s, low to mid 60s, so you know, you can't complain much at all. And y'all, this weekend, the horror group, y'all, we are doing the Tiara Hara. And y'all, this is the ninth incarnation of that. Big Fatty. And y'all, we are doing it at a place called the Brick House. And y'all, we've got lots of folks that are helping us out. And so, hopefully, we'll have a good turnout and make lots of money for, you know, we do our horror group. We raise our money for the Ryan White Foundation. At one of the local hospitals, so we're hoping to have some good donations from that and some generous folks to come out and support us. Now, y'all, you know that Artie Rosa, you know he is out in San Francisco. Y'all, they're so nice, and your toys. Calvin and JR out there. You know they live down in the Castro area. And there's several others. That Ant lives out there, and the big liar, and that Peter G. But except he's over there in Italy looking at Italian sausages. Big Fatty. And others out there as well. You know, the Nips out there, and Logan, and Christina is not far from that area. Big Fatty, you going to name everybody you know? But there are many others also. You know, the SF boy. Yes, Big Fatty, please. We know you know everybody. And Nick Moretti. Big Fatty, please move forward. But anyway, Calvin and Artie Cruz weren't following each other on the Twitty and all. So, y'all, I got them to approve each other. And y'all, on Thursday, the two of them, and they had never met. And I'm not even sure that... That Calvin knew who Artie Cruiser was, or if Artie Cruiser knew who Calvin was. But y'all, they met Thursday, and they had lunch together. And I think Calvin was worried. What are we going to talk about? I don't know anything about Artie Cruiser. I said, well, you have one thing in common. Burger. So y'all, hopefully they talked about me. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure that was a short lunch. But... Oh, Lord. But anyway, y'all have got a couple more of the autocorrect things that I want to read to you today. Yes, Big Fatty, those are just lovely. Y'all, you know, Mom likes to send those testimoniums, and she says, won't they be... somebody says, won't they be a warped tour? And Mom says, maybe, don't know yet. 16 days until the Chicago game in Ottawa. Skittle fought. WTF, that was supposed to say, so excited. What the fuck is Skittle fought? I have no idea. Betty Pamela. Pamela writes, can't wait to see you, babe. Hurry up and get here. Woohoo, it's for right. Jeez, screw the gym. I'm getting pregnant tonight. Beef. Shouldn't we talk about that first? Ha, ha, ha. Oh, my God. I wrote Pringles, and it auto-corrected to pregnant. I almost had a heart attack. Y'all, then Luke, chicken vaginas sound good for dinner? And... no, not really. And R-O-F-L-B-T-W... What would you rather have? Oh, my God. Ha, 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 ha. Chicken fajitas. WTF phone. Definitely not chicken vaginas. Oh, that sounds much better. Y'all, Jenny says, so what color is the dress you picked out? And the response is, fuck, weasel. Beep. And what color is that exactly? Fuchsia. Ha, ha. Fuck, weasel. Y'all, the dadster says, you there? Are you there, Sean? And Sean says, yeah, what up, Daddy-O? And Daddy-O says, I'm eating your mother out tonight at 7, so you'll have to find your own dinner. And Sean says, not sure how to respond to that. Y'all have fun. And Dad says, I'm not eating her out, I'm eating her out. Oh, well, that clears it up. And then Dad says, I mean taking. Well, this has become a fun chat. And then Corey says, sorry, can read your text, head is in the way. Sorry, can read your text, head is in the way. Liar! LOL. You missed a good barbecue. There's a poop potty. There's a poop potty on August the 18th. Pool. Cool. I'll put that on the calendar. Y'all, and then the next one says, yay! One more beer, then we're lesbian! Autocorrect. Ha ha, leaving. And then the next one is, nothing better than a whiskey and coke, a sexy boyfriend, and a live autistic version of Hotel... of Hotel California. Love it! Y'all dad says, I heard mom got stung by a few bees this morning. Is she okay? Hospital? She is okay now. No hospital. She had to take the deep penis. Fatty! What? I had to inject her with an epic penis. Oh, for Christ's sakes. Epic pen. Love you, babe. Good night. My love for you is strong. I would buy you a casket if I could. Castle. I promise I meant castle. Autocorrect. Why do you have to ruin me so, Emily? Emily, hello? Yeah, my morning was shitty, and the rest of the day was hot. Monterey is good. Y'all, this may be from the Seda 69. This morning I choked a goat and pissed in my coffee. LOL, no, I choked on toast and spilled my coffee. Fucking spell check. I like the other one better. Mama says, do ducks have jackets? Did muck save maggots? Ugh. Does husk make gaggles? Never mind. What? What? I just what? Y'all, and that's it. That's the end of the autocorrects. Big Fatty, those were just lovely. I just can't tell you how lovely they were. Y'all, I just saw a thing on the TV machine, and y'all, the Vons, yo, might want to take advantage of this, and I'm just going to give you the synopsis of it. Y'all, honest to hydrogen, this has the Vons written all over. It says, NASA will pay $18,000 if you stay in bed for 70 days. NASA's looking for volunteers willing to lie in bed for 70 days. That is just lie there. And they'll pay you $18,000. But you can't get up. You can't read books, play on the computer, watch TV, even work. But you have to stay on that bed lying down. The purpose of the study is to research the effects of long-term spaceflight, the kind where you're strapped in for weeks. On the human body. Big Fatty, that sounds like some sort of horror thing. Y'all, you're on second thought after reading that. There's no way the Vons could do that. Y'all, you know, the getting out of bed would not be a problem because, you know, she just basically lays there in her filth anyway. Big! But, y'all, you know damn good and well she couldn't. She could not sit there and not be on the computer or be watching the Netflix streaming. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely... just a lovely, lovely weekend. And y'all, if you happen to be in the Charleston area, come on out to the Brick House on Saturday night and see the Tiara Horror, y'all. It's billed as the most horrifying drag show that you can't afford to miss. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it's billed as Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I think that's about it. And we'll talk to you on Monday. Now, I got a question for you, Mark. If you were here in Charleston this weekend and you came to the Tiara Horror, what would you say?
Bless your heart, I just can't watch it.
Oh, especially the part when Granny comes on stage.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.